I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the Cult Pop Show podcast was brought to you by our Patreon. If you want to tell us which films we should watch, get up to 2 extra exclusive podcasts a month, give us something to talk about in the post-credits scene at the end of each episode, or join us for our monthly movie club Zoom call where we discuss a film together, then please consider joining the cult and donating at www.patreon.com/cultpopshow.
Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to the Cult Pop Show podcast. Back here to talk to you all about all things pop cultural. That's what our podcast is about. Wouldn't it be disappointing if it wasn't about that for an episode?
Yeah.
My name is AJ. I'm joined as usual by Richard. How are you, Richard?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm pumped.
For anyone who can notice a slight difference into how my audio sounds, I have ordered some soundproof foam because I'm in a corner.
I saw that. I got an email confirmation for it.
Yeah.
Because we share an email address.
Yep. And so that's in the mail. Anyway, we're both still pretty busy with various things coming into this week, so we thought we'd see if we could do some kind of quick, easy podcast that's still content that the swine that is our listeners can gobble at the trough of content of. That's you listening to this right now. So we asked the Discord what people wanted, and a lot of people, much to my chagrin, but also my...
What? Putting the grin in chagrin.
Also to my surprise. Really liked the improv episode we did a few months back, which was an episode where we got a bunch of people to give us offers on Discord, and then we did the offers on the podcast. Someone's writing an offer right now as we speak. I was surprised people wanted this because I edit the podcast, right? So I have the unique pleasure of listening to it twice in quick succession. If you would count recording it as listening to it, then I listened to it twice. And when we did the first one, I was editing it and I was like, whoa, this is not very good. It's not a very good episode. And because you and I both talked about how we're not particularly comfortable with improv comedy. We talked about, I don't know if we did talk about this, but like doing a podcast that's slightly comedic is very different from doing improv comedy, because if a joke doesn't land on this podcast, I can be like, well, whatever, it's a movie podcast, this is for the movie information more than the comedy, you know. The movie stuff takes precedent over the comedy, in my opinion. But people, we did it. We did little scenes between the two of us and people liked it. And I can't believe they liked it. And I can't believe they're going to like this one. But hopefully they do.
Actually, the main feedback I got was that, they didn't like, how at the start we talked about how it wasn't going to be good.
Interesting.
Or we talked down our abilities at the start.
Mm.
So
is that true?
Yeah, no, straight up. This is what people told me on the weekend. and so now, here's a little bit of that again.
Well, okay.
This was
during our
Discord movie club watch.
Right, which I was not present for.
You were not present for. We watched Mamma Mia 2, which is most likely why AJ was not present.
I don't like it.
He does not like that film.
What do you think of it?
It was all right. I haven't seen the first one, so I had a lot of questions.
Like, what happened to Meryl Streep?
She got 3 dads? That's insane.
That feels like it needed more context. Look at this. Look at this improv. While we're up the top here, I'll take this rare opportunity to... Can we do some plugs at the top before we get into the episode?
Butt plugs.
We never do this. Let's do some butt plugs at the top. So if you are,
you like hadn't heard me or were choosing not to respond, so it was fun to see you come back around to it.
If you are a new listener to Cold Pop Show, you're an old listener and hasn't just don't stops listening.
Or you're an old person and you've just started listening.
Or you stop listening like when we get to the end of an episode. You should join the Discord. That's the main thing I want to say. That's where we're getting all our offers from today. There'll be a link to the Discord in the show notes below. It's sort of like MSN Messenger crossed with Reddit. It's like a server where there's several different channels you can chat in, from everything from group activities to horny jail, where you can discuss things in. And it's a real great time, and it's sort of the best way to chat to us directly.
Do you want to give a bit more context to horny jail?
Absolutely not. Improv is all about not having context. So that's the main thing I want to send people to. The other things would be our Patreon, patreon.com/coldpopshow, if you want to support us over there. I was thinking of setting up a something's rolling around my room.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Oh, it's raining. Uh-oh. I guess we can't record a podcast in the rain now.
Well, now we know.
It stopped. Okay. I was thinking of starting up a coffee account. It's like one-off support. Like, because we have a movie club where every month we watch and discuss a film over a Zoom call. And I was thinking maybe the people can buy individual tickets to that as well as joining the tier if they only want to buy one. So that could be a coffee thing. I don't know if that's how it works. Yeah.
But it is also, you could just buy it for 1 month.
That's true. All right, so also next week we're doing the Meet the Parents series, by the way. What we did think it was the Meet the Parents trilogy. Our guest has confirmed they can be there. It turns out, though, that Meet the Parents is a remake. Who knew? Who the fuck knew? We'll talk about it next week. So those are just some stuff that I wanted to get out of the way up top instead of at the end. And, you know, obviously we're on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter. You can follow us at all those places. And leave a review on iTunes. Is this good? Is this fun? I'm not stalling. I just thought this would be cool information to put up the front.
Mm-hmm.
Up the front. All right. We've got a bunch of new offers. I'm starting at the bottom of the list, so the most recent, and Rich is going to start at the top. And I would like to begin with our offers. Right? Because it's between you and me, so we don't have to play characters, so it's an easier way to ease in. All right, this is from Dan from Hawaii. He says, AJ and Richard check the offers chat for their episode and discover that the biggest drama went down. Alrighty. Okay.
Alright,
scene. Wait, do you say scene at the start of it? No.
Action.
I'm a filmmaker. Richard, I've just checked the offers chat on the Discord.
Oh, did some kind of drama go down?
And scene. All right. There's lots of great suggestions here. There's things like, it's the two beloved characters buying a pizza together, that sort of thing. Oh my God, Richard. Fucking, who's a nondescript Discord name? Captain Sandwich has like, oh my God, they called out, Apple Man 42 for being mean to them. Oh my God, it's finally happening.
Oh my God, I've been waiting for Apple Man 42
Captain Sandwich
to duke it out, but I never thought they'd do it on Maine.
Oh my God, they're kissing now. It was just unresolved sexual tension.
They just sent a photo to the Discord of themselves kissing.
They're sending gifts.
They lived in different countries.
No,
and they were in the middle of COVID.
They did. They photoshopped it together. They each took a photo of them at the same exact distance from the camera with lips pursed. And now they're kissing. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's so romantic. Oh, they're getting married.
Oh my God. And we're watching this unfold right before our eyes.
And see.
Like, oh my god, I've been asked to be the best man.
Oh my god, I'm not invited. All right. Okay. Was that good? Is this what you want, Patreon Discord? Okay, Richard, give us one from the top of today's, of the last couple of days of suggestions.
Oh, we're just going from the last few days. I went all the way back to
oh, really?
November.
I guess it's the same, what I did.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be pop culturally related, but so far it hasn't been, but maybe we can
Here we go. This is a good one. InfoWars' Alex Jones interviews director Richard Martin about the upcoming Air Bud reboot. Okay.
Okay, but you should be Alex Jones and I should be
going to do that anyway.
All right.
God, I was just getting my voice all graveling. I'm Alex Jones. Now, what does he sound like?
I'm Alex Jones. That's what he sounds like.
I'm Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here today with, we got the director of Air Bud 2, Richard Martin.
Hello. I am Richard Martin, the director of Air Bud Golden Receiver.
All right, so Air Bud, everybody loves Air Bud. I love Air Bud, my kids love Air Bud, and there's going to be a new one, is that right?
That's right. I've been inexplicably asked to return to the Air Bud franchise by Robert Vince to direct a follow-up to the most recent Air Bud film. This is, of course, going to be about the dog who's still alive. He's going to be playing badminton, and it's called Bad Dogminton. Air Bud.
Did you just come up with that right
bad
now?
Bad Dogminton. Look, Alex, you got to understand, mate. It's hard to come up with dog-based sports puns. It's very hard.
Let's workshop something.
Okay.
Say if I was to throw you a sport, like esports, what would it be called?
I've got an idea of what it might be called. It doesn't feel like improv, though, when I'm recalling it from a previous joke. Whoa, this is niche. I don't like how you have to have listened to the whole podcast to understand this episode. I mean, or you could have just listened to the best of the Continue the Franchise episode, I guess.
Exactly. That's what I was going for there.
Okay.
Over here.
I understand that you're putting the work on me, but nothing about your performance as Alex Jones beyond sort of the voice.
What?
Start talking about gay frogs and conspiracies.
The dog's gay. It's the film. It's gonna be involving dogs and shuttlecock, and so there's something there. There's something there.
Shuttle Cocker Spaniel?
Very good. Very good there, right there, over there.
I'm calling this one. I'm doing that thing where they run across the stage to indicate.
And go, all right.
All right, everybody.
Kind of half claps, yeah.
All right. Just reading some that aren't very funny. Just trying to find a good one. Okay. Someone says, oh, there's some drama. Can we give them a prompt with more than two participants?
We've already done this scene. Oh my god, Captain Sandwich.
Okay, Dr. Barrel says, a boomer dad trying to introduce his son, who only listens to anime openings, to AC/DC.
All right, which one are you?
I'll let you choose. Which one do you want to be?
No, you please be my guest.
I'll be the anime son.
All right. Hey, son over. I don't know why I did the same voice. Hey, champ. How you doing?
Huh? What? I'm taking my earphone off.
Hey,
huh?
Unplug. Hey, look, take those off, buddy. You're so connected to your bloody screen.
That's what you can hear in the headphones as I take them off.
Thank you for explaining that to me, son. Now, what are you doing there? You winning?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here, watching anime. Well, I'm drawing anime while listening to anime.
Wow! Can I see some of your drawings there, champ?
No. Well, you can see, just look at the ones that I showed you a while ago. I don't want to show you my new ones. They're not finished.
Well, why not?
They're just not finished. That's all. That's the only reason why.
Oh, well, I'm your dad.
Yeah.
I'm your pal.
Yeah. And you don't even watch anime, so it won't even make sense to you.
Son, I've tried. I've tried.
What do you want?
I remember when we were a little kid and when you were a kid. It's the idea of this kid like jumping on his dad for making a mistake and like, you fucking idiot.
We look at the fucking idiot dad thinks you're bored at the same time.
And you know, you'd show me your Pokemon cards.
Pokemon is like beginner level anime. It's not like I listen to the Pokemon anime, the Pokemon theme song. That's such a meme now. That's so cringe.
Right, well, what theme songs do you listen to?
I listen to Doki Konnichiwa. I listen to the Strawberry Miniskirt. These are the anime theme songs I listen to.
Wow. Well, do you mind if I have a listen with you?
Okay.
Puts in headphone. Wow, you know what? This actually reminds me of one of my favorite bands that maybe we could listen to
really?
Together. Yeah. They're called AC/DC.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, well, they're terrible.
Well, put them on. Let me hear them.
All right.
I like it. It sounds like anime. Sweet.
Hey!
Okay, you're next, buddy.
All right. Executives in the Mattel boardroom planning out the Barbie franchise. So,
what, in 2000?
Yeah. So this is like in 2000. I'm planning out the entire franchise.
Okay. All right. So as you can see, our toy sales
for coming to our presentation. All right.
Do you just aggressively no-butt me? Do you want me to start, or do you want to start?
I think our Zoom is like way out of sync, like 10 seconds out of sync.
Really?
Well, it's significantly. It was, anyway. We both started talking at like the same time. Well, you started talking like a few seconds after me and then were annoyed that I talked over you.
Okay.
Okay, this seems to be right now, but we can cut that bit out.
Okay.
All right, well, you start.
Okay. All right, so as you can see, our toy sales, they aren't doing quite as well as we hoped. We thought that some new millennium-based Barbie dolls would help sell toys some more, but it seems that our target audience, little girls, are more interested in watching movies and playing computer games than playing with dolls. We tried computer game Barbie. That didn't seem to resonate with anyone. No one wants to buy a doll of someone playing a computer game. Does anybody have any ideas for future products we could do to try and reinvigorate the Barbie brand?
I like that word you said, just their future. Mm. And that's what we're all about here at Mattel. And looking forward into the future, you look at things like Shrek. Did anybody see that movie? Just came out.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Okay. That's what kids are into these days.
Right. It's actually not out yet. So you want us to make?
You just gonna no butt me like that, or are you gonna go along with the scene?
You want to make Ogre Barbie? We want us to get a Barbie doll. We make green skin, put little ogre ears on it. The kids will love it.
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that kids love going to the movies, don't they?
I've never seen a child at the movies.
Okay, you have to throw me a fucking bone.
Maybe instead of them going to the movies, we could take the movies to them with some kind of
see, now,
broadcast televisual system, perhaps a made-for-televisual movie.
Right, are you... It sounds to me like you've never heard of a television, because...
I just made one up.
You're confounded by the words broadcast and televisual. Like these are new words to you, but...
Didn't you come in here to give people... To give people coffee? You just walked into our board meeting to give people their coffees, and now you're telling me I don't know what a TV is. I know what a TV is. It's the year 2000-ish. I have a TV. We just made Barbie
watching.
What do
you watch on? What? Tell me some of your favorite shows you watch on your television.
Dawson's Creek. Love Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait for my life.
Yeah, I know the theme song.
Sounds
like you're stalling because you can't think of any other shows because you don't own and probably don't even know what a television is.
I watch Roswell. It's like Dawson's Creek with aliens.
Oh yeah, well is Roswell, is that popular right now or is that
I think that was that the yeah, sure. That was 2000-ish, sure.
Oh yeah, no, okay. 99 to 2002. I'll give you that one. But any self-respecting person in the year 2000, what is midway through the series of Friends?
Midway? How do you know that?
Well, you know, it's pretty safe to assume that they're going to go for like a 10-season run. You know, Joey Chandler, Monica and Chandler have just gotten together, so it's kind of like, where's the show going with ideas? Like, I mean, yeah, I'd hate for it to run so long that they end up putting Joey and Rachel together or something.
You know, when you started talking here, I was like, man, who is this coffee merchant who's coming here trying to tell us his Barbie ideas? But you've just shown us that you have such a... us, as in me and everyone else in this room, that you have such a prescient knowledge of television. It really sounds like you know what you're doing.
Mm. Allow me to introduce myself. Mm. My name is William Lau.
Sweet. I'm going to call it there because my accent crossed the Bible Belt. So I think I want to hang my head in shame thinking I could do a consistent American accent. Alrighty. What'd you think of that one? Was that good? Do you think people enjoyed
it? Do we need to review it?
Do you think people enjoy that one?
I didn't like how you kept on blocking me.
I wasn't doing that on purpose.
Well, it felt very pointed. All right.
There's like a whole conversation that's happening, and I'm trying.
Yeah, let's keep the offers thread to just offers, guys.
I'm trying to work out what was the offer that started the conversation. AJ is trying to convince Richard of how good the ending of How I Met Your Mother is.
We're at the same point on the list.
Oh God. Do we want to do that one?
Yep.
Okay. This is from Dr. Beryl again. Okay. So, Richard, I did it, man. I finally did it.
Did what?
I watched all of How I Met Your Mother this past week. I didn't want to tell you because surprising you. And so I watched all of it.
When has surprising me on the podcast ever gone well for you?
Well, this isn't on the podcast. This is just our casual chats that we have every day.
Okay, well, I mean, it could have very easily been on the podcast. It's not something you had to, you know, this is just our real life. So, but if we were to follow rules of improv, there was no need for you to block my offer like that. This could very easily be on the podcast. And I would deride you for your piss poor improv skills and breaking what is essentially rule one and potentially the only rule of improv. But anyway, continue.
I don't know. I thought How I Met Your Mother was pretty good.
Oh yeah, what did you like about it? Tell me in excruciating detail what you liked about it.
I liked the ending. I liked the ending of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh yeah, what about it?
Because
I've spoken to you at length both on pod and off,
which is unclear what this is.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like the ending for various reasons, but I'll allow you to make your case for why it's good, and then I can rebut.
I thought it was an unexpected. There's like thunder outside. Terrible podcasting conditions. I thought it was a satisfying wrap up for the characters. I liked that the mother died.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was unexpected, man. And I think more lighthearted sitcoms need to end in devastating tragedy, frankly.
With the titular character dying. Mm. What did you think about the end of Barney's character?
I thought it was great that he joined a cult and was last
That's
seen
not what happened, AJ.
Slaughtering innocent people in a Salem village.
Do you know, I just found out the other day. So, you know, Salem is the capital of Oregon.
Right.
But the Salem witch trials did not take place in that Salem.
Well, Salem is short for Jerusalem.
Hmm. I assumed that Salem was the Salem witch trials referred to Salem, Oregon, but it's Salem in New York or Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I just assumed it was in Jerusalem.
So
I feel like you are using the fact that I haven't actually seen How I Met Your Mother as like prove, like serves you right, AJ. And it's like, this is just an offer we got. It's not my fault that this is the offer we got.
What? No. What are you talking about, AJ? We're just... offers? It sounds like improv, like you're talking improv again. But if you have a basic enough knowledge of the term offers of improv, then surely you would know about the yes and rule and wouldn't... And wouldn't just tell me that the conversation we're having isn't on.
I feel like, okay, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know. I thought there was a yes and. I was looking for something to latch on to.
It's a textbook, not yes and.
Listen, man. You're right. I just did. I'm not good at improv. I said this. They don't want me to talk about it. They don't want me to say it. They want me to pretend I'm good at this. I'm not good at this. We know about each other all the time on the show.
All right. And what did you think of Lily's ending?
Great. I loved the spin-off that she got as well. Yeah. Lily in the
Lily
city.
Of the Valley. She moves to the valley. She kills a child.
Lily of the Valley about a girl named Lily who moves to the valley is actually... You know, like that. Like, where is the valley? Like, Valley Girls.
Yeah. Well, like, it's like the opposite of the Hills, right? There's the show, The Hills, also, and like, then they also made the.
So the valley, but Valley Girl, that's California, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So a show about a fish out of water show about a girl named Lily who goes to the valley, and she's the opposite of a valley girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's two the valleys in California.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's SoCal, I guess. Dear Californians, what is the valley and why do people hate it? The San Fernando Valley, which I'm sure you hear everyone in SoCal complaining about, then the Central Valley, which is huge and very diverse, admittedly not terrible everywhere. Just in some cities like Stockton.
So when people say Valley Girls, which valley are they referring to?
Well, I mean, there's Silicon Valley as well.
I don't think that's a valley. I don't think a Valley Girl is from Silicon Valley.
Well, yeah, but it's like in certain circles, if you work in tech and you say I'm moving to the valley, that would mean Silicon Valley.
Right. This is weirdly undefined. I feel like...
But apparently, if you live in Silicon Valley, people there hate when you call it the valley, like the running joke in... Arrested Development when they refer to it as the OC and they say don't call it that.
Alright, do you want to give us another offer that you've got?
Alright, two people drunkenly discussing what is and what isn't Barbie canon.
Okay. I just don't think that in any universe that Bibble would meet up with the mermaid from A Mermaid Tale 2. They're not in the same universe.
Yeah, I agree. So that's yes and. Just yesing you. Just yesing everything, yeah. No and. And so it's just like, yeah, man. That's worse. That's worse.
We got
improv.
Off to such a bad start for this improv that you're just like resentfully destroying every offer from now on.
No, but look, man, like Barbie transcends.
Don't even talk about Barbie, bro. No. Barbie is just an actress playing the characters. Bibble is from the Fairytopia universe. He's not going to run in to the what's her name from the Mermaid Tale?
Malia.
Is it?
It's Malia.
Is it?
It's Malia.
All right. She's not going to run into Bibble because Barbie may.
Well, they don't
Barbie
live in the same part of town, so they are
no,
unlikely
they don't even
to
live in. The same
like,
universe.
Okay, yes. And I'll give you that. They're not going to run into each other because why would Bibble be hanging out in Malibu surf comps?
That's what I'm saying!
But they're both around at the same time. I
what
guess if we're talking about...
Do you mean that the Fairytopia storyline takes place simultaneously?
Yeah.
As the with the mermaid?
Yeah. Well, like, not simultaneously. It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire dinner scene kind of scenario where Barbie's having to run between sets to hang out with Bibble and then go off and play Malia. And so, theoretically, she could forget to get changed, much like in Mrs. Doubtfire, and then the character of Malia would be interacting with Bibble.
Hello! That's what she'd say. That's a good idea for a movie, Richard.
What?
Like a Barbie movie where it's Barbie running between the sets of the various Barbie movies. Because she overcommitted to all of them. And she can't let anyone know because she'll get fired.
Yeah. All
That's
right.
a good idea.
You got next one?
All right.
Because
okay.
We've still got half an hour of this to do, AJ.
There's a lot of people want us to do... I'm not going to do it.
Was it Dr.
There's one about Die Hard.
Yeah, no, do it. Let's do it. This will be therapeutic.
No, it won't be. You will get therapy out of it and I'll feel like shit. That's what'll happen.
No, let's do it.
Whenever we talk about the Die Hard episode, which, fuck it, this whole episode's gone in the inside joke can for now. I'm not going to explain anything. Whenever we talk about this, you always feel like you've got you're one step closer to healing, and I feel one step closer to whatever the opposite
How
of
I
healing
feel.
Is. Yeah, there you go. It's already happening.
Go on from Dan from Hawaii. AJ figures out that Richard is having a Groundhog Day / Palm Springs time loop day.
Okay.
All right. So let's do, we're sitting down to record the podcast, but this is I've recorded this podcast a million times.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, so all right. So we're sitting down to record the podcast on the what franchise are we doing again?
We're covering the Doolittle franchise, AJ.
Yes, that's right. Fuck, I've left my mind already because I've only seen them once a piece. Are you all right?
Yeah, man.
What's the matter? It's like you don't want to talk about Doolittle.
Does it ever feel like all you ever do is talk about Doolittle?
Absolutely not. I feel like I've never talked about Doolittle.
Well, let's just say I feel like I've been talking about Doolittle for 10,000 years.
All right, fast forward to later on in the podcast. Richard, I've got some interesting Dr. Doolittle 2 trivia for you here.
Yeah,
did
let me
you
guess.
Know that...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you know that in an episode of Friends, Joey rents a movie called Dr. Doomy a Little, which is supposed to be a pun on the movie's title? Lisa Kudrow, who plays Phoebe in Friends, was the voice of one of the animals in Dr. Doolittle 2. What do you think of that?
I did know that.
You did know that? Well, did you know this? Tank the Bear is the second most famous bear actor. The first is Bart the Bear, and both are owned and trained by Doug Seuss, who plays Klondike Dave in the film. Did you know that?
I did. AJ, I know all of these facts about
Richard,
Doolittle.
Richard, off-pod, man, I really need you to be a little bit more enthused about this Dr. Doolittle 2 trivia. Like, I feel like it's like you've heard me say all this before. You know,
AJ, I need you just to be like I told you yesterday, I have heard you say this before.
I didn't talk to you yesterday.
AJ, we've talked every day for the last 6 years.
Well, we didn't talk about Doolittle. Do you want to stop recording? What do you want to do?
Oh, no. Well, it doesn't fucking matter. We're just going to be back here again, aren't we?
Well, it depends what we're going to get for Franchise Roulette later on in the episode. All right. And let me see. You rolled number 58. And Richard, guess what Franchise 58 is? I'll give you a clue.
Oh, I don't need a clue, AJ. It's fucking Dragon Ball Z, isn't it?
Dude. Have you got the list open?
No, look at the fucking, do you see an anonymous lemur at the top of the Google Doc?
No, there's not an anonymous lemur nor woodchuck to be found.
And yet I knew the franchise that would be picked.
But how did, that's incredible. And do you know what Dragon Ball Z, the movie, the Dragon Ball Evolution, the live-action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that has on Rotten Tomatoes?
7%.
How did you know that?
Because we've been here before.
Richard, I'm now led to believe that every time you've guessed the Rotten Tomatoes score correctly, it's because you've been living a Palm Springs Groundhog Day time loop that entire time.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. And good stuff.
Next scene is Richard is stuck in a Dr. Doolittle time in a Groundhog Day time loop situation, while doing a sketch on the podcast about Groundhog Day time loop situation.
I'm in a Dr. Doolittle situation. AJ, I can talk to animals.
I don't believe you. Next, you'll tell me you can perform surgery on them.
All right. What else have we got?
I'm going to scroll through these looking for one that I want to do.
The first two astronauts on Mars watch in horror as an asteroid destroys Earth.
Okay.
All right. Hey, sorry. Do you mind if I step on the planet first? I've made it very clear on the podcast how much I want to go to the moon. Mars is like even better than the moon. So can you just
Nicolaj, of course you can step on Mars first.
Thank you. Thank you so much, AJ.
Why do you have the Russian name? You have the Russian name but I have the accent.
All right, here I go.
Uh-oh, beat you to it. I jumped on the moon on the surface before you could get on it.
Can you take my photo on the moon? I mean on Mars.
Why do you think it's the moon?
Can you take my photo on Mars? Make sure you get Earth in the background.
Where is it? Is it
it's over there?
Is it behind that fiery mass?
Oh my god!
How are we going to get home for dinner?
We're not getting home for dinner, AJ.
Richard,
it's Nicolaj and AJ stuck on Mars. Nicolaj and AJ stuck on Mars. They tried to go on a vacation and then Earth got destroyed. And now they're here, they're on Mars, the original Martians. It's Nikolaj and AJ.
I actually feel
Nikolaj and AJ trapped on Mars was filmed in front of a live studio audience on Mars.
It's actually it was made. It's like after we've terraformed Mars and production takes place in there. Yeah.
Hello, honey, I'm home.
Why has the show changed?
What?
Oh, you came back? I'm still.
I forgot to tell you. I invited my my boss over for dinner.
Your boss, the Martian?
Yeah, Martian Manhunter. He's here and he's ready to hunt man.
Hello, it's me, Martin Manhunter. Martian.
Martin. Thank you, Mr. Manhunter, for coming over.
Please call me Martin.
Martin, sorry.
As you know, I am your boss at Martian Manhunting. I am Martin Manhunter, the Martian Manhunter.
All right. Do you mind if I just talk to AJ for a moment?
Of course.
All right. AJ, I forgot to tell you. Martin, my boss, thinks that we're Martians. He doesn't know we're originally from Earth.
If he finds us we're men, he'll kill us.
He'll hunt us. Sorry about that, Martin. Beeble, bubble.
No problem.
I am just a Martian like you.
That's very racist. I don't know why you're doing that impression. Although I guess if you are also a Martian, it's not racist.
Yeah, no, I'm just having some fun with you, Martin, because...
What is, you know, fun?
Oh my God, I forgot. I mean, we're having Cremulap.
I don't have Cremulap with my co-workers.
Oh, why don't we just sit down for a traditional... Mars meal. I don't need to specify that it's a Mars meal. You know we're on Mars.
What is sit?
I'm choking. I forgot. I can't breathe on Mars. All right, and scene. Nikolaj chokes to death on the lack of oxygen.
Wow.
Thank you for that suggestion.
That's the kind of ending I love. I think more sitcoms need to have tragic endings like that.
I think that was a good one. I think that took a fun, unexpected twist.
I think Martin Manhunter, the Martian Manhunter, is...
he'll be making another appearance on the podcast, I'm sure.
he is... Like, I think I'm pretty bad at improv, but that was the best joke I've ever improvised.
All right. Do you want to give us another one?
Okay, this is from last year. Yeah. This isn't a new one, but it's from Dan from Hawaii. Two podcasters are going through IMDb trivia when they find something personal about one of them. I think this can be fun. All right, so I'm reading it to you.
Okay, cool.
Like, okay. So this is dumb IMDb trivia for Donnie Darko.
All right, take it away.
So it says here that production was shut down for a week in 2001 because a 8-year-old boy ran onto set naked and disrupted everyone, and everyone had to shut down. This was actually filmed in Christchurch, actually. They had to shut down production because a naked 8-year-old ran through the set and then shat on the director.
What? He shat on, what's his name? Richard...
R. Kelly. R. Kelly,
yeah,
the director.
Richard Kelly, that's actually his name, isn't it? Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
God, imagine being that naked 8-year-old
now.
That
would be very embarrassing. You would have to change your whole identity If something like
maybe adopt a foreign accent so people recognize it.
Does it say the was the boy Russian or was he stupid, ugly Christchurch boy?
No, it says local boy.
Oh, so he could not be me then. I am from foreign country. It's cut and dry case, as they say. Maybe it was you, Mr. Poopy Pants. Maybe you grew up in Christchurch. You were once small, ugly child. Maybe you did the poop on our galley.
All right, and that's all we've got time for today on Poopy Pants and Nicolaj. I'll leave you with one final piece of trivia. Jake Gyllenhaal used the strategy of rarely blinking to enhance his psychotic creepiness.
Yes, that would be creepy. What would be even creepier is if you did a big poopy pant on the director of the movie. But clearly, I would not know what that is like.
Great stuff. All right, and scene. Okay, I felt good about that one. I think the twist that my name was Dr. Poopy Pants. I didn't see that coming. Okay, well, I feel like we're running out of office.
No, there's heaps here. We're just...
I don't want to do any of the other... All right, you pick one.
All right. Sonic the Hedgehog trying not to lead on how jealous he is of Mario while making small talk.
All right, who do you want to be?
I'll be Mario.
Okay. Hey Mario, how's it going?
It's really good. Yes.
That's not.
No, life is good, huh?
Yeah, I was playing your new game.
It's very fun.
It was rad. It was a rad game. It was cool.
35 years.
Yeah. No. Well done. I wish. Yeah. No. Like.
How is your game going?
Oh, it's Sega. Sega's great. You know, I feel like they don't have as much as many good ideas as your guys over at Nintendo have.
It's such a shame we won't be able to go to the Olympics this year because of the coronavirus.
That is a shame. Yeah,
that would have been very fun to do together.
It would have really boosted my average Metacritic score. But I look at your games, Mario, and you've got like Odyssey, Galaxy, Galaxy 2, Mario 64. These are all classics. And then
you have that you had the movie. I had a very bad movie. Fuck! I knocked my headphones out of my speaker. Don't say anything, or it would be caught on the microphone. One moment.
I'm in love with
God,
you, Mario. This is called working it in, an improv. Working it in.
It's oh my god, Sonic! I'm, oh Lord, oh geez, oh man. Okay, now we are good again. Where were we? You had the Shadow the Hedgehog. How was he doing?
Yeah, that was a phase we went through. Sure, I wanted to actually ask you something. I wanted to ask, and you can totally say no to this. This is in light of our Olympics trip being canceled. I was wondering if you wanted to maybe guest star on my podcast.
what is the hook of your podcast?
We talk about every John Goodman movie. It's called A Few Good Men.
Let me call it Good Men. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got it. And if you could tweet out the link if you could tweet it.
Well, it's really more of a corporate account. I don't really have control over it. We have a social media intern. Do you run your Twitter account?
I do. I have 14 followers on Twitter.
Oh wow, that's his
yeah.
I mean, I you can tag me in it and
Will
what
you
movie
it?
Do you want me to watch?
The Flintstones.
Oh, the Flintstones. Hey, I have seen that one before.
Yabba dabba do.
Do I have to rewatch?
When was the last time you watched?
Oh, not for a long time. I saw it in the cinema with my brother Luigi.
Wait, so you saw it in the cinema back in like the 90s when it came out?
Yes, well, I just celebrated my 35th anniversary, so it's not that unrealistic that I would see a movie in the 90s.
No, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying, would it be possible for you to maybe rewatch it in preparation for the podcast?
Yeah, well, I'm a very busy man. I have a new game coming out, Bowser's Fury.
Okay, well, let's make a rain check then. And
you talk to my people.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, thank you, Mario.
Oh, no problem. Radical. So long, gay Sonic.
How do you know I'm gay?
All right, well, that's good.
Review. Skip back and review.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Some of these ones we didn't do last time are good.
Yeah, like what?
A fan trying to explain John Locke, the shipping of Watson and Sherlock in the Sherlock series to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Okay, I'm going to be Arthur Conan Doyle.
Okay.
Yes. I'm Arthur Conan Doyle. I'm not that actually. I actually kind of wish I didn't make Sherlock. I'm just getting into character. Sorry. Yeah. Hello. Just an autograph, is it?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Arthur Conan Doyle, ACD, ACDC. Sorry, I get nervous at these things. Yes, right, please. Can you sign? This is my Blu-ray.
What is this?
Okay, so a lot of catching up to do. I know you were just unfrozen, and thank you for coming immediately to this book signing. But I'm wanted to talk to you
of
about
my surroundings right now.
All right. Well, this is a bookstore.
Yes, you want my autograph.
Yes, yes. That's like where you just write your name in like a funny little way.
I know what an autograph is.
Are you going to be writing more Sherlock books?
I was just unfrozen and I've already killed him off twice, so maybe. If I can come up with any fresh ideas. I need to wait for the right story before I pick up the old Sherlock again.
I thought you wouldn't ask, but I didn't want to kind of go on about this, but you did ask, so I'll tell you. I think that if you continue the series, it might be really cool if you... there's a thing called John Locke, and that's like kind of a, I think John Watson and Sherlock would just be like really good together. Like they're so obviously coded as queer characters.
Well, they are together, my boy. They're friends. They are partners. No.
Partners. Let's extrapolate that. And they should, you know, you should actually have them kiss and stuff in the next book.
My boy, yeah. Kissing is for girls to other boys. As in, your kisses are for girls.
Yeah.
Why would they kiss?
Because they're so clearly in love. What?
Are you reading my books?
Yes. I love A Study in Scarlet. And the Reichenbach Fall.
Okay.
Falls.
I don't recall any kissing in those.
What? Yeah, that's like, there needs to be more kissing. Like, I know you're an author and you probably get this all the time. Like, you know about subtext, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so
subtext.
It's in there.
I
it's
invented
in the subtext.
Subtext.
Yeah, all right. Fucking, what's your name? Jack Frost.
I don't get this reference.
Your kids are gonna
love
it. Since
the early 1900s.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. You should make Sherlock and John Watson gay together.
Gay? They are. They're perfectly gay. They're always. They have their ups and downs, but they have gay times together.
Yeah. No. They should have homosexual times together. And they should get into a romantic relationship with each other, and there should be lots of kissing and.
My
yeah.
top hat just flew off my head, and my yeah. monocle fell out, sure. my dear boy,
homosexuality where I'm from is looked down upon. It is a sin. It is
well, it's looked up to people here.
Really?
Yeah. You've got a lot of catching up to do, okay, mister? The year is 2021.
My God.
Homosexuality is not a sin. And people are free to love whoever they want. And frankly, you should be wearing a mask.
Are you telling me that in this day and age that a man of his own device is allowed to love another man?
Yes. Now come here, you.
Mm.
Nom, 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 nom. Ed scene.
That was good.
I'm sorry. I feel like I could have made that funnier.
No, it was good.
You did a fantastic job.
I think I was... I realized I wanted the story to be Arthur Conan Doyle shreds his homophobia and embraces.
Yeah, yeah.
like that's where you take that, right? That was fun. All right. Yeah. I am... Oh, fuck, I'm keen to end it there.
all right.
What do you think?
There's still enough here for a third.
Maybe someday.
Well, it depends how people respond to this one.
It sure does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for listening. If you did, I don't want to release this episode. if you enjoyed it, please join the Discord and tell me you think I'm funny, because I certainly don't think I am at this stage. So get on that. We did all the plugs at the start, but we're of course on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all sorts of places. go ahead and like us and stay tuned for the post-credits scene after the music rolls. Richard, do you have any final yes ands to give us?
I think this is good.
Okay. I know they don't want me to talk about how bad I think it is, but... Ugh.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, thank you so much for sticking around to the end of that very, very strange episode of the podcast.
We got to plan something ahead next time, bro. I can't keep doing this.
and that's kind of really what happens, isn't it? well that's the thing, and like we should have said this at the start, but like with COVID meaning that like no movies are coming out, it makes it so fucking hard to like come up with off week episodes. Because normally it's like, oh cool, here's something we can tangentially tie into something that happened. There's not even that much news, but this was fun. So let us know if you want us to complete the improv trilogy in a couple of months, and we'll do it.
Mm.
All right. So this post-credit scene, we're at the end of each episode for if you join our Patreon, which is like a subscription service kind of thing, if you subscribe for $5 a month or more, you'll get access to Film Franchise Follow-Ups, which is a podcast we do where we revisit a franchise we've already covered and look at something else in that franchise. And you also get to suggest you get to send in something for a post-credit scene. And so what have we got today?
I was thinking we could answer this one from Alexander McDonald. This is in line with the improv episode we just did, which is a classic of these sorts of things. Would you rather fight one Steven Seagal-sized seagull or 10 Seagal-sized Steven Seagals?
um, I would definitely go with the seagull sized Steven Seagals. Like in these questions, because it's normally a duck sized horse or horse sized ducks. Other around. But you go with the smaller one. Like a fucking duck the size of a horse, that's terrifying.
Well, this isn't the size of the horse. This is just the size of Steven Seagal. How tall is Steven Seagal?
Yeah, but seagulls are aggressive and they've got a sharp beak. Imagine that. Whereas and only 10 seagull-sized Steven Seagals, you could fucking dropkick them.
He's 6'3", but he's quite stocky. I kind of think, all right, therapeutically, I think Steven Seagal's a pretty bad dude.
Yeah.
So I would want to fight 10 seagull-sized Steven Seagals. And I'm not saying one Steven Seagal-sized seagull would be easier, but I'm saying I think I could do it.
I don't think you could.
So I know. So can he fly away?
An over 6 foot seagull. Imagine that. Listen. Like, you know, when if you're holding a chip,
you just got to get behind it, bro.
When you're holding a chip and a seagull comes at you,
you're holding a chip. He bites off your entire forearm.
Yeah, that. Imagine just a line of 10 tiny little Steven Seagals, and you're just booting them.
Yeah, that is true.
No question.
That is true, but I guess I had to pick the other option, you know. Them's the breaks.
Well, now you're stuck fucking getting attacked by a giant seagull.
Story of my life.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.